And that's not called the Kfiras Mamin. Anyway, the Taveya, the Malva, has another pair of Eidim saying the Loiv owes him the money. So the first pair of Eidim is not like denying, holding back the money from the Malva. The Malva has another two pair of Eidim. So the first pair of Eidim are only Kfiras Dvarim Bialma. And still the Mishnah says the first pair of Eidim are also Chayiv Korban. So you see, by denying money, we learn out Shavuos Eidim from Shavuos HaPikadim. That just like Pikadim is denying money, the same thing Eidim is also denying money. So you see that what's called denying money? Kfiras Dvarim. Even though the Malva has another two pair of Eidim. But since the first pair of Eidim are telling the Malva, we do not know your Eidim, and they swear to it, and we find out they're swearing false, they're Chayiv Korban. So Moses says, no, it's not a kasha to Rabbah. Omer Ravina, Ravina answers, Hocha b'mayas kinun. No, what we're talking about over here, Kogoyin shohoysa shniya pishas kfiras harishayna kreivim b'nishosayim. Like we had before. At the time when the first two Eidim are denying the Eidim, the second pair at that time were psulim li'edis, because their wives were relatives to the Malva. So they're kreivim from their wives, that they're possible to say this at that time. So therefore, at that time, the only two Eidim available were the first two. Therefore, when they denied their Eidim, that's called the Kfiras Mamim. When it's Shaseim, Gershesois, and at that time, their wives were very sick, they were Gershes, they were about to die. So, this is the Chiddush. That now at the time, I would have thought to say, Rev Gershes in Lamisa, when a person comes to such a sickness, so he's almost holding by death, that's considered like he's dead already. So therefore, maybe at the time when the first two Eidim said the Eidim, it's also only Kfiras Dvarim, because the second pair of Eidim are going to be fit soon. So therefore, it's considered like they're fit right now for Eidim, so the first ones are not a Kfira. Chamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush now, that Hashtu Mius Chai Ninu, that right now the two wives are alive, for Lo Yishchiv, they did not die yet. Even though they're about to die, there's a Roiv that they will die, but Kol Zaman they're alive, the husbands are still called Kroivim to the Malva, so at that time these two Eidim were Psulim Liedus. Therefore, at the time of the career of the first ones, they were the only Eidim. So therefore, the Chayiv Korban. But Enechlam, it could be when the first Eidim are Kofar and there would be a second pair of Eidim around, the first ones would be Potter from the Korban. That's only called the Kfiras Dvarim, it's not called the Kfiras Mamin. The Malva could receive his money anyway, then you're not Chayiv. Could be like Rabbah, that you only chayiv if by your kfira, your denying, is holding back the money. But more so, this is the question that has to be tchilas of ksheiros. When you first saw the action, you have to be fit to be eidus. So the question is, when these two eidim first saw the action, they weren't married to two wives yet. At the time when they saw the action, that war take place, they were rechaikim. Then they married the two wives, and now, at the time of the karmat eidus, the wives are so sick. Alright. Right. Yeah, otherwise, it's Shreda Mishnah. You have to put it in a case like this, right? Saying a Chiddush, even in such a case, that's halacha. Toshima, tell me this. Bal habayis shetoyin tainas gana pepikodin. The Bal habayis means comes to the Shomer and asks the Shomer, listen, I gave you a pekodin to watch. Give it back to me. So the Shomer answers back, you know what happened to it? It was stolen from me. Tainas gana pepikodin and venishpa. And he swears to it. He swears that when he had the pekodin, the ganav came and took it. And he was only a Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam is Potter on Gneva. So the Shomer freed himself by having a Tainis Ganef. And then afterwards, Vahoida. Then the Shomer admits that he swore false. He admits that really he still has the Pikodin. And it's a lie what he said. So it comes out like this. Usually we know Toyin Tainis Ganef, the Lacher is, you become a Ganef yourself, and you have to pay back Kefal. Not only Karen, but Kefal. So here though, Kefal is the Kanas. So if you're Moidiv, you're agreeing that you have it, you swear false, that's like Moidiv the Knaf, so you're Potter from paying back the Kefal. So, Moidiv, you admitted that you really have the Pekodin. So far you'd be Potter from Kefal. What happened though was, Obo Eidim, now to Eidim come and say, we know that you had the Pekodin the whole time. So it depends. Imachalo Obo Eidim Hoida, if the Shomer admits before the Eidim came about, so it's considered a Maida B'Knaz, Mishalim Karen, V'Chaymish B'Yoshim. That's all. He has to pay back a Karen, because he has it, a Chaymish also, but no Kefal. Since he's Maida, he admits that he owes the money, Maida B'Knaz is Potter. Rashi says, V'Chaymish B'Yoshim, Yesh Mishum Shvuas HaPekodin. But Shvuas HaPekodin, that he has, he swore false. So for that he has to pray an osher, he has to bring an osher and a chaymish. What's going to be though, im mishabo edim hoidu? Let's say first the two edim came. The two edim came to Bezdin saying, we know the shameth were false. We know he has it. It was not stolen from him, and he himself has it. So then the halacha is, mishanta shlumi kefil v'yoshem. Two things. He has to pay kefil. It's not called meida b'knas, the two edim will mechayev you knas. And also a korban. Because it's called a kfiras mamin. It's called you a kof of the mamin. So the question is, here's a kashan rabba. Why are you chayev a korban over here? Obviously there are two edim here. So the bailim has edim anyway to take away the pekodon from the shomer. So the fact that Shomer is swearing that he does not have the pekodin means nothing. That's not going to hold back the owner from collecting the pekodin, because there are edim involved. So it's only called the kfiras dvarim bialma. And so you see, yechayev a korban asham. So what's a kashan rabba? So Gemara says, ha'chinam mikir Ravina. Alayhi, we're also talking about like Ravina. That was another case like Ravina. That at the time when the person is being murdered, swearing false, those two edim were craven. At that time, when the person swore false, the two Adam's wives were craving to the owner. So at that time, when he swore, there were no Adam. And then later, the wives died, and now the Adam come and say Adis. But at the time, when he swore false, true, there were no Adam around, therefore it's considered a kfiras dvarim. That's what we're talking about over here. Omale Ravina Ravash. Ravina says, come, says Ravash like this. Toshima, come and bring another proof to Rabba. Come in here. Toshima says, Chamura mimenu shvua sapikodin, that a shvua sapikodin is more strict than a shvua sedus. Shechayov ma'azdoinu makis v'yashigosay osham pekesu shkolim. That by pikodin, if there's hasruah, if there are two edim warning you, you receive even malchus. But if there are no two edim there, just you amaze it without edim, amaze it atzmai. That's called shigosa yichayv an osham pekesu shkolim. Now, me the Karmalaika synthesizes over here that he receives Malkis, Mechlau Dik Edim. We're talking about again that for Edim, again, there's always the proof. That Edim warning him means the Edim knows that he has the Pekodin. So there are Edim here saying clearly that we know that this Shomer has the Pekodin. And therefore, we're warning you now, do not swear false, because we know it's a Shua Shav, Shua Sheker, you'll be Chayiv. Well, Karma still says in such a case, Ashigosa Oshem Pekesa Shkolim. That if the Edom did not warn him first, even though Edom knows what happens, still he's chayav a korban asham. Skorchakash and Rabba. Here there are Edom knowing that the Shomer has the pekodin, and still we see his chayav a korban for his shvua sheker. It's only called the kfiras dvorim. It's not called holding back money. Or malu Rav Mordechai bar mino. No, you can't bring a proof on this brisa. Here it's different. Why? Tehi diyomalu Rav Kana. On this price also, Rav Kana said over that you should know Anor Tanina law. I was the one that learned this brisa in the Beis Medrash. I'm the one that brought down this brisa. And really, Vacha Tanina law. This is the way you're supposed to learn this brisa. Sounds like this. Echad Zdoin of Yechad Shagosa, Oshem Akesef Shkolim. That's all. Whether you're there b'mezid, meaning Edom, I'm warning you. Or else Lavdaf could be amazed. Now, it could be about Asroah together. That there's no proof. We said before so. Could be we're talking about there's no Asroah. Zdoina means that you know the fact clearly. You know that you chayev a korban for this, and still you do it. V'echad shigosu means that you do not know you chayev a korban. You only know you're swearing false. You do not know you chayev a korban. Still the lacher is, Oshem Akesesh Kolom, you chayev a korban. But it could be there's no Asroah over here. Therefore, there's no proof, and there's no Edin. Therefore, there's no cash on Rab. Because all it's just saying is that the Zodin and Beshege, these two types of Zodins, that Yechayev a Korban. But Avadu, there's no Edim involved, there's no Asro here, therefore there's no Malkus here, and there's no cash on Rab. That the Edim do not know, so therefore the Shomer is the only one that knows. When he swears false, that's called a shvuas kfiras mamin, he's chayiv. Toshima, come now bring another proof. Toshima. Says, lo yim amarta, we had before, lo yim amarta benoze tomei, I tell you that when a noze becomes tomei, his halachas are different from a pikodin. Shekein loika, that by noze tomei, if they gave him asroa, he's chayiv malchus. To yom of a shvuas apikodin, shein loika. Whereas by shvuas apikodin, here there's no malchus. So, hechidami, what's the case talking about? if by Nozir as Tomei, if nobody was there, nobody gave him Asroah not to become Tomei, so why did he receive Malchus? Without Asroah, there's no Malchus. Elab Shita, the Ekeidim. We're talking about that there are two Eidim warning the Nozir, do not touch the mace. You're a Nozir that's allowed not to become Tomei. That's why he receives Malchus. Uktani, it says in a similar case, Tayama Beshua Sapikodin, the same thing where an owner, the owner gave the chefetz, gave something to Shema to watch, and now he's asking for it back, and he's denying it, and the Eidim there warning the Shema, Shayna Leika, and still it says he does not receive Malchus. For a smashma, milku de laloki. It's only does not receive Malchus. Why? Because the kapor is the carbon. Avo carbon maisi. But a carbon it does bring. Sechurut yufta, the rabbit yufta. This is the kashan rabba. Here we see clearly that by Shvuah Sapikodin, even though the owner has Edim, even though the owner will be able to receive the Pikodin, but the maisa, you're denying the Pikodin, you're swearing false. For kfiras dvarim bialma, you'll also be chayiv a carbon. For the shvua sheker that you chayiv the korban, it has to be a shvua about mammon. But the main chiyuv is because you swore false, not so much that you're holding back the money from the owner. Rabbi Yechon Amar hakoyfer b'mammon sheyesh shal levedim chayiv. Like is also he's also not like Rabba, like where we just came out. He was not like Rabba. He also was like the tiyufta that if you koyfer mammon, if you deny the pikadin, even though there are Edim there that know that really you have the pikadin, still you chayiv a korban shvuas of pikadin. What about the shtar potter? Let's say the owner has a shtar that you have the pikadin and you deny it, then you're potter from a korban. What's the difference? Amar Papa, my timer, what's the difference if there are Edim there that you hold yichayiv still and the shtar is different? My time with Rabbi Yochanan, Edim avidi demaisi. The Svar says, Edim may die. True, right now, the owner has Edim, but it's not a Vadai, they may die. So therefore, by you denying it, you're still causing, you cause the Bailam to lose out, maybe. But Shtar, Monach, a Shtar you hold, it doesn't die. A Shtar doesn't die. So since you always have the Shtar, what? That's also, they're not around. They're someplace else. That doesn't help you too much. Only if you ate them here. Oh, just the shtar wouldn't be enough. So Marius wants to say shtar is better because you have the shtar doesn't die. Omele Rafuna, why not? Omele Rafuna, Breder Mishu, or Rapapa. Shtar renami avida de mirchas. You could lose the shtar. It also could die. Not vada, you can have the shtar. So a shtar also should be only a suffix. So if you deny the pikadin, even though the only has a shtar, you may come out to lose, he may still lose his money if he loses the shtar. Ela rado amar Rav Huna, bread Rav Yeshua, haino time Rav Yechanan, you know what the reason of Rav Yechanan is? Haino time Rav Yechanan, mishum dehevei shtar shibet kakois. Because if the owner has a shtar, and the pikadin denies it, he has a right to collect it back from the shomer, and if he has no money to pay, I can take away his karka. A shtar makes a shibet kakois, I have a right to collect even his property. And the klal is, v'ein mevi'in korban akfiras shibet kakois. Like we'll see later on in the Masechta. That there's no shvua on a kankarka. And the adin, if you swore false to a claim that has to do with money on shibet kakois, there's no pash of a korban. But just like we hold ein nishboyim ala karka, rashi zukach, ki yishtar benami, ein bodin chiyiv shvua, love your le korban. Even though you swore false now, but since now it comes out it has to do with karka, there's no korban. That's just from Yechon. It's like Xeras HaKosiv, on karka there's no shvua. And we'll see later enough membeis, the nishporim alakakois. The korban of Yechon and also holds not like Rabba, that even though there are Edim there, but since you're being kofar, you're chayiv a korban shvua. It melele this, mashbiye de karka. What's going to be in case Edim know that somebody stole your karka, and now the owner is today of these Edim, and they swear false? Says the Pasha Shvua say this on Edim of karka. Pligi Rav Yechon Rav Loza. Chadol mechayiv yes yichayiv chadol mepata. So to stand Rav Yechon the mepata, bring your proof. Rav Yechon is the one that says pata. Like we just said before, on karkois there's no Shvua. Midyam Rav Yechon says, Midyam Rav Yechon. Hakoyfe b'mam in sheishol of Edim. Chayiv. Shtar poti. Set a difference. If there's only Edim, still Yechayiv. But if there's a shtar involved, Yepoto. Or Rafuna, brother Yeshua. And the reason is why? Because the shtar was called Shibet Kakois. You could collect karka. So you see, any time it has to do with collecting property, there's no parsha shvuas apikadin. Huadin, there's no parsha shvuas edis. We learned that shvuas edis from pikadin. It has to be money that you could take and not karka. This time, that's a proof. Omali Reb Yimla Reb Abba, Leima, let's say Reb Yechon, Reb Lezer, Pluk to the Reb Lezer, Rabbon, Kemiflagi. What is their machlokes tolian? In the same machlokes, Reb Lezer, the Rabbonin. There's not a learn of this. Hagoizel Sode Mechaveroi. You steal somebody else's property. Whether it's by moving the borders, you have a neighbor, and you pick up your bordering fence in between, and push it to 20 feet into his karka. Kitsi, you steal his karka. And then Veshotfa Nahor. And then the ocean that overflows, the river overflows, and ruins the karka. So lachar is chayiv l'hamalei soda. You have to pay him back the money, how much the karka is worth. You have to bring him back a new karka. It's different Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds there's yesh gezel b'karka, and therefore if you steal it, you have a chayiv. You chayiv to pay back the value of the karka. It overflowed. The nar overflowed and ruined the whole karka. So if you're a gazdan, you have to pay back the owner. It overflowed, it ruined all the... it ruined the karka, it ruined the trees, knocked everything down, ruined the karka. So if you have a kinyan gzela, you chayav to pay back, you have to return kain shegozel. Here it's not called kain shegozel. But chomer say no. I'm a loy, haresh lach lefanecha. Chomer say, karka zain an gzelis. And therefore it's yours, I didn't do anything. I'm only a grom is potter. Armina, we say over there, but my kids, what's the machlokes over here? We have blessed Dorish Ribuyumit. That's where Dash in the Torah. We have Bonin Dash, Kloli Proti. We have blessed Dash Ribuyumit. The Chichesh Bamisai Riba anything. The Pikodin of Shumas Yad Miet. Mashmoni things that are money, metalla move around, not karka. Oy Mikola She Yeshava Chaz of Riba. So Riba Miet, Riba Ribi Akol. Ma Riba Riba Komili. Anything that's a partial Zela or Shuasa Pikodin. Or Ma Miet, Miet Storis. Only Storis. Shtoris is ain't gufa mumin, so there's one miyat. It has to be daimah to shumat yad, to money, and not shtar. Shtar is ain't gufa mumin. Shtar itself is worth nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's only a proof that somebody owes you money. So if you steal a shtoris, or you deny it, there's no parsha of gezel. For abon and darshi, kloli yaproti. For chichesh ba misai klal. Any type of a shua sheka by mumin yichayif. But because of shumat yad, it says clearly, oy be gezel, these are protim. Mikola she yishavra love any type of a shua shek you make upon money, again chaz of a klal. So comes that klal a prat a klal. Yatadan al kena prat. Ma prat mefurish dobra matalt of a gufi mammon. It says shumas yad. It says money, halavor. So just like money is something you can move around and it has value to it itself, alf kol dobra matalt, so it has to be something that's movable. The gufi mammon in itself is worth money. Yotze kakoy shem metaltlem. Property is not movable. There's no parsha of gezel or shvus apikodin by karka. Yotze avodim and evet kanani, even though he's movable and worth money, but still shuksh le kakoyis. The pasuk always says achuzaschem an evet kanani is like karka. Yotze shtoris shafal pishem metaltlem. You can move around the check, but ain't gufa mammon. It itself has no value. It's useless. So therefore, you're potter. Satz machlekes over here. So man de mechayev kriab lezer. The one that says there's a shvuah seidus, there's a shvuah sepikodim. By gezel hozak, Reb Lezer holds karka is nixelus. Therefore, in karka, just like it's nixelus, it's in the pasha shvuah sepikodim also. Uman de potik rabbanin. If yo, there's no pasha shvuah sepikodim by karka, because there's no pasha of gezel by karka. Omalei said back to him, loy, no. Man de mechayev Reb Lezer. True, the one that holds yichayev, he holds like Reb Lezer, karka is nixelus. Well, man, the potter, but the one that says you potter Edom, you both either Edom or Pikodin, you potter and Karko. Oh, my lucky, let's back. But over here, by Yeshua say this, I feel Reb Lezer, my dear. Reb Lezer agrees, even though Karko isn't exelous, but if you're only holding back your Edis about Karko, that you potter from the Shvu, from the Korbin. Wad Rachman Oma, Mikoil, from everything, Veloy HaKoil, not everything. Here he'll agree there's another meat. Here by Shvua Sapikodin, Shvua Seidis is a new miyat that not karka. From everything, but not everything itself. Omer Papa Mishmei the Ravo, Mastina Namidega, bring a proof in our Mishnah also. The Tony says, go naftu Asheri. I come over to somebody and say, listen, you stole my shor. Vuayim and he answers back, like a nafti, Mashvichani Vyomer Amen, Chayiv. Here you Chayiv. That's a Shvua Sapikodin. But Vilu Gonafti Asavdi, like a Tony, the Mishnah does not say, you stole my Yevit. My time allowed me shum the evidence because the kakoyis. There may be in karka, like, should be kakoyis. So the proof in our Mishnah. only knas, there's no chiyuv shvua, a korban. But anything else, any mammon, you are chayav a korban. What does it come to include? My love, l'suyi, ganafti, asavdi.